You're listening to Matinicus Wannabe. I'm your host, Locke Kiermaier, and here's the music.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name. Beware of pretty faces that you find. Pretty face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say, or you'll give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Asian man, secret Asian man. They've given you a number and taken away. Persuasive lips. The odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Asian man, secret Asian man. They've given you a number and taken away your name.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. Get it, if they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
One, two, three.
Well, as I said before, you're listening to Metunicus Wannabe, and I'm your host, Locke Kiermaier. We started that magic little set with none other than Secret Agent Man, Johnny Rivers, And followed that up with another Johnny. This time it was Folsom Prison Blues with Johnny Cash. And that was his Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison live album. And we finished with Count Thou Fount of Every Blessing. And that's from the Brothers Francis from their Hymns, Streams of Mercy album. You're listening to 93.3 WRFR-LP-FM in Rockland, Maine. We're also, you can also find us at 99.3 W257BI in Camden, Maine. And finally, we're streaming online at WRFR.org. Happy Monday evening. I just got back yesterday, late last night, from a lovely 4 days in Georgia, and had a great time. But as I was saying to Professor Pop before he left, and his able assistant, it's always good to get home. I love it in Georgia, but this is where I live, and couldn't be more glad about that. So let's get back to the music.
I'm only sleeping, take one.
Submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. Yellow submarine.
That's all we need. Sky of blue and sea of green. In our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. A yellow submarine.
Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends.
I'm here to tell you it's true. We do get by with a little help from our friends, and you know, we live in a jaded age, but it's true. The Beatles had it right, and I'm willing to go on record as saying it. That, of course, was the Beatles with a little help from my friends. For that Beatles set, we started off with I'm Only Sleeping, John Lennon's song. That's an alternative version off their Anthology Volume 2 album. And right in the middle, we had Ringo with Yellow Submarine. And that particular one I pulled off the number one's album. And that's the Beatles for you. You're listening to Matinicus Wannabe, and I'm your host, Locke Hiermeyer. Here in Maine, it was a beautiful, beautiful fall day. The air was crisp and clean and clear. And again, Boy, I was really glad to be home. And so let's continue on with the music.
Darkness at the break of noon, shadows, even the silver spoon, the handmade blade, the child's balloon, eclipses both the sun and moon. To understand, you know too soon, there is no sense in trying. Pointed threats, they bluff with scorn, suicide remarks are torn from the fool's gold mouthpiece. The hollow horn plays wasted words, proves to warn that he not busy being born is busy dying. Temptation's page flies out the door. You follow, find yourself at war. Watch waterfalls of pity roar. You feel the moan, but unlike before, you discover that you just be one more person crying. So don't fear if you hear a foreign sound to your ear. It's all right, Ma. I'm only sighing. Some worn victory, some downfall. Private reasons, great or small, can be seen in the eyes of those that call to make all that should be killed to crawl. While others say don't hate nothing at all except hatred. Disillusion, words like bullets bark as human gods aim for their mark. Make everything from toy guns that spark to flesh-colored Christs that glow in the dark. It's easy to see without looking too far that not much is really sacred. Preachers preach of evil fates, teachers teach that knowledge waits, can lead to $100 plates, goodness hides behind its gates, but even the president of the United States sometimes must have to stand naked. And though the rules of the road have been lodged, it's only people's games that you got to dodge. It's all right, Ma, I can make it. Advertising signs that con you into thinking you're the one that can do what's never been done, that can win what's never been won. Meantime, life outside goes on all around you. You lose yourself, you reappear. You suddenly find you got nothing to fear. Alone you stand with nobody near. When a trembling distant voice unclear startles your sleeping ears to hear that somebody thinks they really found you. A question in your nerves is lit, yet you know there is no answer fit to satisfy. Ensure you not to quit, to keep it in your mind and not forget that it is not he or she or them or it that you belong to. But though the masters make the rules for the wise men and the fools, got nothing, Ma, to live up to. For them that must obey authority that they do not respect in any degree, who despise their jobs, their destiny, speak jealously of them that are free, do what they do just to be nothing more than something they invest in. down principles, baptized to strict party platform ties, social clubs in drag disguise, outsiders they can freely criticize, tell nothing except you to idolize and say God bless him. While one who sings with his tongue on fire gargles in the rat race choir, bent out of shape from society's pliers, cares not to come up any higher, but rather get you down in the hole that he's in. But I mean no harm, nor put fault on anyone that lives in a vault. But it's all right, Ma, if I can't please him. Old lady judges watch people in pairs, limited in sex they dare, to push fake morals, insult and stare, while money doesn't talk, it swears. Obscenity, who really cares? Propaganda, all is phony. Them that defend what they cannot see with a killer's pride, security, it blows their minds most bitterly. For them that think death's honesty won't fall upon them naturally, life sometimes must get lonely. Collide head on with stuffed graveyards, false goals I scuff at, pettiness which plays so rough, walk upside down inside handcuffs, kick my legs to crash it off, say okay I've had enough, what else can you show me? And if my thought dreams could be seen, they'd probably put my head in a guillotine. But it's all right, Ma, it's life and life only.
Yep, it's true. That's Bob Dylan singing, let's see, "It's All Right, Ma, I'm Only Bleeding." Though I'd be hard-pressed to tell you what that song's about, I'd swear that every word of it is true. That's what I was just thinking about. Anyway, you are listening to Matinicus Wannabe on 93.3 WRFR LP FM in Rockland, Maine. We're also at 99.3 W257BI in Camden, and we're streaming online at WRFR.org. I'm your host, Locke Kiermaier, and I welcome calls to the studio. I'm going to give you the number right now and get out your writing implement. I'll give it to you twice. Area code 207-593-0013. That's area code 207-593-0013. Here's a cool announcement. A new show on this station, WRFR. The Mid-Coast Awakens to Something New. Mid-Coast Morning with your go-to guys, Steve and John. They're going to be on from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. weekdays right here on WRFR. And I believe that Steve was on my sister Johanna's show this morning from 10 to 12. And I honestly can't remember exactly when this new show, The Go-To Guys, is going to start, Mid-Coast Morning. But be listening, and it sounds like it's going to be a good show. I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank my sponsors. Let's see. Let's start. Why don't we mix up the order here? I'd like to thank old friends of mine, Tom and Marcia Jamrock. Mountainside Services provide family-oriented addictions counseling and psychological educational services. They're located here in Rockland and in Lincolnville, and you can reach them at 594-4828. I'd like to thank my friend Richard Higgins, who lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico, an old friend who likes my show and wanted to be a sponsor. Thank you, Richard. I'd like to thank FMC Corporation, right here in Rockland. With over 60 years of experience, FMC Biopolymer is involved worldwide in harnessing nature's renewable resources, creating ingredients and technical solutions for food, pharmaceutical, personal care, and biomedical markets. And finally, last but not least, in any sense of the word, is Ms. Anna Noor Forma, who very kindly sponsors my show. The name of her business is Astrology and More. She does astrological chart readings since 1976 by phone or in person. She's located here in Rockland. And Anna Noor also has a great show on WRFR on Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m., and it's called Positively Moody Blues. And I'm positive you can figure out what that show is about, and highly recommend that you listen to it. So let's get back to the music. That's Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, a new artist to me, singing 100 Days, 100 Nights. And boy, I really like her songs. And I don't have an album named to give you because it's off of a mix that a friend of mine named Tim gave me. And I know a couple of Tims, and both of them may be listening, so I think you'll know which one you are. And thanks for turning me on to that. And I have a public service announcement that I should probably pay a lot of attention to. If you have a breathing difficulty, respiratory problem, COPD, asthma, chronic bronchitis, or emphysema, you're invited to attend the Breathing Education and Support Group. It meets at the Betty Fisher Rehab Education Room at Penn Bay Medical Center in Rockport on the last Tuesday of each month from noon to 1 p.m. And you can call 596-8880. That's 596-8880. You're listening to Matinicus Wannabe. I'm your host, Locke Kiermaier, and let's get back to the music.
She keeps it simple, and I am thankful for her kind of loving, 'cause it's simple. Longer do we wonder if we're together, we're way past that. And I've already asked her. So in January, we're getting married. She's talking to down so low I barely hear her, but I know what she's saying. I understand because my heart and hers are the same. And in January we're getting married. Circumstances we were born in. She knows which birds are singing and the names of the trees where they're performing in the morning. And in
time I heard a sigh run from the dark, saw a train set a mile on fire, smelled a spring on the salt.
That was Rod Stewart singing Dirty Old Town. I've been listening off the Rod Stewart album. I've been listening to that album for like, what, 30 or 40 years. And true confessions, I don't know that song. So it came up randomly on iTunes from my computer the other day. And I went, well, I guess I should play that. I liked it a lot. And we started with a brand new group, at least new to me, the Avett Brothers off their I and Love and You. What a great name for an album. And that song is January Wedding. And I was listening to that whole album on my way down to do the show. And boy, there's a lot of great cuts on that. So I got three songs I really want to get in before the turn of the hour. And so let's get started with that.
Belong to Hepburn. We cast a shadow on this world. You were a blessing and I was a curse. I did my best not to make things worse for you. It isn't true. I always knew this would be our fate. This is what happens when we separate. This happens all dead weight. Eventually. May as well be made of stone.
If you miss the train I'm on, then you'll know that I have gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Teardrops fell on Mama's note when I read the things she wrote. She said, "We miss you, hon, we love you. Come on home." Well, I didn't have to pack. I had it all right on my back. Now I'm 500 miles away from home. Lord, I'm one. Lord, I'm two. Lord, I'm three. Oh, Lord, I'm four. Lord, I'm five. From home.
You're tuned to 93.3 WRFR in Rockland, community supported and commercial free radio for the Mid-Coast since 2002. Please take a moment to recognize some of the business sponsors that make it possible for us to bring local programming to the airwaves.
Woodsound Studio, an acoustic music store, guitar makers and restorers of all fretted and violin family instruments on Route 1 in the Glen Cove section of Rockport. New and used acoustic instruments set up to perfection from beginning to professional level. Sheet music, bow work, accessories, as well as practicing the fine art of luthery. 596-7407 or woodsoundstudio.com.
Youth Promise, located in Newcastle. Dedicated to helping young men and women in need. They offer community service programs and help youth who are navigating the juvenile justice system. For more information, 563-6123.
Absolute Accounting and Tax Services. Located in Owl's Head and specializing in commercial fishermen, small businesses, and construction trades, as well as bookkeeping and tax services. Owner Deborah Damon can be reached at 594-8565.
And we thank you for listening. If you'd like to learn more about your local radio station, give us a call at 594-0721 or log into our website at wrfr.org.
Hey there, you. This is the Rockland Camden Area Community Calendar for Tuesday, October 27th. The Camden Library Mystery Film Series is at 6:30 p.m. Arsenic and Old Lace is showing, and this event is free. There's a talk on cave photography at 7 p.m. at the Waterfall Arts. That's 256 High Street in Camden. Peter Jones, Camden, who is a Camden potter and cave photographer, will give a lecture on his caving and photography experiences in New Mexico's Guadalupe Mountains. There is a talk by Native American elder I really don't like botching people's names, and this is a really beautiful name, but I can't say it. It's from 6 to 7:45 p.m. at the Rockland Library. This Native American elder will speak about the changes taking place on the planet. Please don't let my debauchery of this name keep you from going to that. There's a meeting for the Midcoast Chapter 2169 of the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association at noon. This is at the Offshore Restaurant on Route 1 in Rockport. All retired and active federal employees, their spouses, and friends are welcome. Those who wish to have a more leisurely lunch are welcome to arrive around 11:30. The speaker will be Marianne Forty from SOMA and the benefits of Pilates and yoga. There's a public meeting on hazardous mitigation plan revision from at 9 a.m. and at 7 p.m. at the Rockland City Hall. The purpose of the plan is to assess the county's risk of likely disasters, inventory of special needs populations, and critical infrastructures, and also to develop strategies to lessen the impact of potential disasters. For more information on these and other events happening right here in our community, visit freepressonline.com.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to Matinicus Wannabe. I'm your host, Locke Kiermaier. We have a little bit of catching up to do in terms of what I played for you at the end of the hour and didn't have time to tell you what it was. We started with One Wing by Wilco off the Wilco, the album. And as more time goes on, the more I really like that group. And I swear that Jeff Tweedy, the lead singer, really knows his Beatles. He just brings in that kind of wonderful Beatles sound in his own unique way. 500 Miles was the next song, Roseanne Cash off her wonderful new album called The List. And finally, we finished with an instrumental that I'm just wild about called Outro. And it's also known as I'm a Fool to Want You off M. Ward and his new album called Hold Time. So, having caught you up, let's get back to the music.
You don't know what's going on. You've been away for far too long. You can't come back and think you are still there. You're out of touch, my baby. My boy just got a baby. I said, baby, 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 you're
you're out of time.
The girl who wants to run away discovers that she's had a day. It's no good, you're thinking that you're all still mad.
You're out of touch, my baby.
Cause baby, 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 you're out of time.
You thought you were a clever girl, giving up your social world, but you can't come back, be the first in line. Oh no,
you're obsolete, my baby.
Out of town,
sing a song now.
You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that?
You're listening to Matinicus Wannabe. I'm your host, Locke Kiermaier, here on 93.3 WRFRLP-FM in Rockland, Maine. We're also on 99.3 W257BI in Camden. And finally, we're streaming online at WRFR.org. And what can I say about those two songs? Out of Time, we started with Out of Time. The Rolling Stones off a great album that I'd sort of forgotten about called Flowers, which always struck me as sort of a collection of sort of second-tier hits from the Rolling Stones. But second-tier isn't said in a sort of a condescending way. Fantastic songs and sort of sublimely beautiful, in my words. And then we followed up with like Rolling Stone, which I heard the other day and I was thinking, oh my God, I've never played that on my show. Why? And I was thinking, well, because, you know, everybody knows Rolling Stone. And I was thinking, oh, that's a terrible reason. And then I was thinking, so when's the last time you heard it? Well, you just heard it. And I think we should get back to the music.
Show you a better time. Baby, you can drive my car. Yeah.
That, of course, was Drive My Car, the Beatles off of Rubber Soul. I've got to say right up front and admit that about 75% of the songs I'm playing tonight, kind of the selection is credited to a large group of my friends, and the sequence is mine. So, and I think it's just more fun not to tell you exactly which songs, but if any of those friends are listening, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And I've had this, like, silly kind of unspoken rule. Maybe I've even talked about it a couple of times on the show. Like, oh, I don't play any songs longer than 6 minutes. And you know what? I decided to screw that.
They're selling postcards of the hanging. Passports brown. The beauty parlor is filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. Takes one to know one, she smiles and puts her hands in her back pocket, Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's moaning, you belong to me, I believe. Then someone says, you're in the wrong place, my friend, you'd better leave. After the ambulances go, is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Now the moon is almost hidden. The stars are beginning to hide. The fortune-telling lady even taking all her things inside, all except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody is making love or else expecting rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. Going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Ophelia, she's neath the window. For her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. Death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession's her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's grave,
peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in our trunk, passed this way an hour ago with his friend, a jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. Patience, they are trying to blow it up. Now his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole, and she also keeps the cards that read "Have mercy on his soul." Desolation Row. Across the street they've nailed the curtains, they're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in a perfect image of a priest. Here a spoon feeding Casanova, assured, then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. Then the Phantom shouting to skinny girls, get out of here if you don't know. Casanova is just being punished for going to Desolation Row. At midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. Then they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders. And then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that nobody is escaping to Desolation Row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune. The Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody's shouting, which side are you on? And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while Calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea, where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row.
since I received your letter yesterday. About the time the doorknob broke, when you asked me how I was doing, was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name.
More poetry from Bob Dylan. That was, of course, Desolation Row. And let's keep this thing going, but shift gears just a little bit.
Crying, Sammy the Pilcher, climbing the should have seen them kicking Edgar Allan Poe.
Okay, you're listening to Matinicus Wannabe. I'm your host, Locke Kiermaier. Just heard kind of an alternative take. I Am the Walrus, from the Beatles, of course. Again, I played an earlier cut from their anthology album, Volume 2. And you're listening to 93.3 WRFR LPFM in Rockland, Maine. Also find us at 99.3 W257BI in Camden. And we're streaming online at WRFR.org. I did get a call from Jane in Vermont, and I welcome more calls. If you got time and you're not too tired, here's the number. I'll give it to you twice. Area code 207-593-0013. That's 207-593-0013. I'd like to thank my sponsors. Astrology and More with Ms. Anna Noor Forma. Astrological chart reading since 1976 by phone or in person. She's located here in Rockland. And Anna Noor has her own great radio show here on WRFR on Thursdays at from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Positively Moody Blues with Ms. Anna Noor Forma. I highly recommend that show. I'd like to thank Tom and Marcia Jamrock. Mountainside Services provides family-oriented addictions, counseling, and psychological educational services. Tom and Marcia are old friends of mine, and they're located in Rockland and Lincolnville, and you can reach them at 594-4828. I'd like to thank FMC Corporation here in Rockland. With over 60 years of experience, FMC Biopolymer is involved worldwide in harnessing nature's renewable resources, creating ingredients and technical solutions for food, pharmaceutical, personal care, and biomedical markets. And I'd like to thank Rich Higgins in Santa Fe, New Mexico, who's the other sponsor of this show and another friend of mine that goes way back. So thanks to all four of my sponsors. Let's continue on with the music.
Be some way. some blues. Forget about my past and find someone new. I've thought of everything.
That was Old Lonesome Me by M. Ward with a special guest. Yep, you heard her, Lucinda Williams, off M. Ward's new Hold Time album. I love the sonic quality of that song. I hope that's the right word, sonic. And I always forget that's really not a Neil Young song, even though that's where I first heard it. I believe it was by Don Gibson. And if I got that wrong, I hope somebody will tell me. Let's change the pace just a bit.
nickels or a dime and call me on the phone. I will meet you at Alamo Mission. We can say our prayers. The Holy Ghost and the Virgin Mother will heal us as we kneel there. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight, in the moonlight.
That's Moonlight Midnight, Peter Rowe and Tony Rice off their quartet album. And let's hear from one of Peter Rowan's musical buddies.
My words did glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung. Would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near as it were your own? It's a hand-me-down. The thoughts are broken. Perhaps they're better left unsung. I don't know. Don't really care. Let there be songs fill the air, rippled in still water, when there is no pebble tossed, nor wind to blow. Reach out your hand. If your cup be empty, if your cup is full, may it be again, let it be known. There is a fountain that was not made by the hands of men. There is a road, no simple highway between the dawn and the dark of night. And if you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone. Rippled in still water, when there is no pebble tossed, no wind to blow. You choose to lead, must follow. But if you fall, you fall alone. If you should stand, then who's to guide you?
if I knew the way, I would take you home. La da da da. La da.
Well, it's turned out to be what I would call a banner night for poetry. Not by design, but that's just the way it turned out. And that was the Grateful Dead singing Ripple. And I got one more for you. Here we go.
They sat together in the park as the evening sky grew dark. She looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. 'Twas then he felt alone and wished that he'd gone straight and watched out for a simple twist of fate. They walked along by the old canal, a little confused, I remember well, and stopped into a strange hotel with a neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train moving with a simple twist of fate. Saxophone someplace far off played as she was walking on by the arcade, as the light bust through a beat up shade where he was waking up. She dropped a coin into the cup above a blind man at the gate and forgot about a simple twist of fate. Was bare. He didn't see her anywhere. He told himself he didn't care. Pushed the window open wide. Felt that emptiness inside, to which he just could not relate. Brought on by a simple twist of fate. He hears the ticking of the clocks. Walks along with a parrot that talks. Hunts her down by the waterfront docks where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll pick him out again. How long must he wait? One more time for his simple twist of fate. People tell me it's a sin to know and feel too much within. I still believe she was my twin, but I lost the rain. She was born in spring, but I was born too late. Blame it on this simple twist of fate.
Bob Dylan, Simple Twist of Fate off his Blood on the Tracks album. Well, I've had a great time tonight. Lots of Beatles, lots of Dylan. I think we just got lucky, and no regrets. And you've been listening to Matinicus Wannabe, and I'm your host, Locke Kiermaier, on 93.3 WRFR LPFM in Rockland, Maine. We're also on 99.3 W257BI in Camden, and we've been streaming online at WRFR.org. As I said, I had a great time. That's all I got. And I hope you have a good week, and I also hope that you'll tune in next week, next Monday at 9 o'clock. Take care.